recap what we did the past couple of days, just to build up. So we discussed the other day the mitzvah chalitza, whether or not it was a mitzvah, whether or not it's some type of an aveira, it's a hefsid. We spoke about being a matir. And then yesterday we spoke about the dayanim, the qualities of the dayanim, whether hadiotos meant just all they need to know is how to read, or versus the mitzvah that said that no, they need to mamish on everything short of being a Sanhedrin, a member of Sanhedrin, but they need to know kol hilchos chalitza. So we discussed a lot of that. So today's going to be a little bit of an overlap, at least some of the lumdas we spoke yesterday. But today we're going to discuss the number of the dayanim and how that affects other areas of halacha. So let's read the Gemara together. The Gemara says that here in Kuf Aleph, Amun Aleph, the Gemara says, U'ma'achar da'afilu shlosha hadiotos dayanim lamali. So if it's three hadiotos work, what's the inyan of dayanim? So k'mashmalan deba'inan b'shlosha sheyodim li'karos kein dayanim. You have to have three dayanim that are able to read like dayanim. So we discussed what that meant to read, just simple, to be literate, or meant that they should be able to read all hilchos seder chalitza. So that was yesterday's discussion. So Gemara says, Tanin Elaha, the Tanu Rabbanan mitzvah chalitza, bishlosha, sheyodim likaros kein dayanim. That's a proof. Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'chamisha, you need five dayanim. So we paskin like the Tanakhama that you need three. What's the basis of this discussion, three versus five, the number? So my time at the Tanakhama, the Tanya says, Zekenim Shnayim, the Pasuk says Zekenim by Chalitza, as Zekenim implies two. And Vein Bezdin Shakel, since you can't have an equal Bezdin, Mosif and Alein Odecha, we add one more. Sometimes that's called Bezdin Nota. Same idea, just a different phrase based on Nota. I mean, Nota means to turn, to flip, make sure that it's an odd number, there's always a decision. So it's either a Bezdin Shakel, it can't be equal, or Bezdin Nota has to be a tilting Bezdin. So therefore, Mosif and Alein Odecha, Echa, we add one more. Harei kan shlosha, that gives us the total of three. Vihuda zekene shnaim, zekenim shnaim, so there's two and two, that's four. Vein bezdin shakol, since they can't be equal, mosif and alein od echad, harei kan chamisha, there are five dayanim. That's the discussion, that's the machlokas. So we want to understand today the nature of this third dayan. Fifth dayan for Rabbi Yehuda, but for our psak, the third dayan, ein bezdin shakol, has to be an odd number. The Tosos here really, brings this to life here. It's a very important Tosos. It's really a sugya in Sanhedrin, the first parak of Sanhedrin, understanding the number of dayanim needed for a bezdin. This Gemara is almost a verbatim of what appears in the Gemara Sanhedrin about the numbers in 3 and 5. But let's understand the nature of the bezdin ein bezdin shakel. So Tosos says, "Vein bezdin shakel mosif and alein odecha. Hacha gavi chalitza." Asi Shapir, we understand why you have to have an odd number of dayanim by a chalitza. Dein bezdin shakel mosivin alein orechad. Since you can have an equal bezdin, we have to add one more. The ha'ika kama pluksa demasisin. There are many machlokasim about different halachas. We haven't seen any just yet, other than the number 3 or 5. But there are many machlokasim legabe chalitza. Aval leinin smichas par. There's a din of smichas par. Par explained to one of you about the carbon, that let's say the Bezdin makes an incorrect horah. They say that a certain halacha about chaylev and shuman. Shuman is fat you're allowed to eat. Chaylev is fat that you can't eat. There's an isakaris. They make some mistake in the horah. Somebody acts upon it, and they violate this avera because they assume the Bezdin was correct. They made a mistake, so the Bezdin has to bring a par helam davar. They have to bring a kapara for the mistake they made. So there's a smicha. You need to do smicha on an animal. Whenever a person brings a smicha, a man at least, a woman don't, they're not chayv in smicha. According to some, they're actually, it's usur for them to do smicha, but for a man, he does smicha. He does smicha on the par, but how many do you need? How many dayanim have to represent the bezdin? So the Tosa says, you also need three. Tosa says, akasha. What do you need three for? There's no question. When do you need three people? If you're having a vote, you know, you're having elections, or you're having... You need to have an odd number to ensure that it's going to be a result. If you have an even number, let's say it's equal. So what do you do? It's a tie. So you have to have an odd number to make sure. So whenever there's a machlokas, you need to have an odd number there to make sure that there's going to be some answer. But when it comes to Parham Davar, there's no Shiloh there. Bezdin made a mistake. So that's clear. Now they have to bring a carbon. So you have to have people represent the Bezdin, and then they do smicha. So there's no machlokas there. There's no argument. There's no decision-making there. So why do you have to have odd number of people? So Tosa says, well, maybe v'yei shlomer, there's also, there's a machlokas there as well, l'gabe smichas par. You have to put all your weight on. Because one of the dinim of smicha, when it comes to a carbon, you have to press all your weight. There's actually an interesting discussion. The very beginning of Maseches Chagiga talks about the mitzvah of chinuch. So chinuch, when it applies to katan of ildila regel, the child reaches a certain ability to walk up to harbayas on the father's shoulder or holding the father's hand. If you can make it there, he's chayiv in the mitzvah of ildila regel. Now, the problem is, you have to bring a carbon. So you bring a carbon. So Tosa says, well, the katan can't really do smicha b'kochocho. He doesn't have really much strength to do kochocho. Tosa says that you don't have to do every detail of chinuch. So it's interesting, Tosa, l'gabi chinuch, whether you have to do everything you're able to do for chinuch, or no, let's say you can't find an esog. Do you buy a child a lemon instead of an esog? No, that's a puzzle. It has to be a kosher esog for it to work. So that tosis is very important in terms of how detailed does one have to be. Does every prat have to be in place to perform the mitzvah of chinuch? So tosis seems to indicate not, because since even though a katan can't really do smicha, so in the end of the day, still he could do the best he can for bringing that carbon. So tosis says, so this is machlokas, how much kochal, how much strength does one have to impose upon the animal in order to perform the mitzvah? So this is machlokas, so that's why you need three dayanim. Because maybe they'll debate, how do we paskin lagabi param davar? Do you have to put all your weight, not pull your weight? So it's shaykh to have three. But the implication is, in a situation, a mitzvah, where you don't need a hachra, you don't need a decision, there's no machlokas, then how many dayanim could you use? 2, 4, 6, 8, pick an even number. You don't need an odd number. Odd number is only relevant when there's a machlokas that has to be dealt with. That's what Tosa says his first answer. But then he says the second answer, v'yodi yishlamar, Tosa says, forget what I said initially. Forget it. You don't have to have dayanim deciding how to paskin. Whenever there's a need for a bezdin, you need a bezdin of three. Ain bezdin shakel. If you look at the Gemara doesn't give us a svara. Gemara says you need an odd number of dayanim. The Tosa assumes, why? Because you have to have a decision. An even number, you have a tie. But maybe that's not pshat. Pshat is, the definition of Bezdin is three people, an odd number. Nothing to do with why. So Tosa says, whenever you need a Maisa Bezdin, it has to be in front of three dayanim. So, smichas par and davar, there's no machlokas. Let's say the machlokas is irrelevant, we pass him what to do, there's no shilas. But if you have a Bezdin, a Maisa Bezdin requires three people. Yaris. Yeah, so we have, this goes back to Sukkot and Sanhedrin, very good, about a Yachid Mumcha. If a Yachid is a Mumcha, so we have certain situations where we could rely on a Yachid Mumcha, such as Hafaras Nadarm and things of that sort. But then there's a step further, about two. There's a sheet of Shmuel. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that, according to Shmuel, Shnaim Shadanu Dineim Din Elanikra Bezdin Chotzuf. It works, but they're called like a Chutzpah Dika Bezdin. We don't do that, but it works. So really the question is, if the function of three is simply to break the tie, a tiebreaker, really two should be sufficient. And we're going to go through some examples now where maybe you really don't need three people. So according to the first answer of Tosfos, if there's no machlokas, you could have two, maybe even one. But according to the second answer of Tosfos, no, you always need three. Anything less than three, it's not a bezin. It doesn't exist. So it's totally on that point you're saying, Harris, that one or two, if that's ever going to be relevant. So let's go through some of those applications. Yeah.
Why would you ever need one?
Yeah, so if it's a kain, this is only by chalitza. But there could be other areas where the psukim don't mention. If it mentions, it's a gzeres hakasav. We're going to go have some examples where gzeres hakasav will override what would have been otherwise. But if there's no gzeres hakasav, if I could create a bezdin of one or two, maybe that should work. If there's no need to make a tiebreaker.
Is there like a possible svara for the second answer to Tosis?
So, you have any thoughts? I'll say it was an idea, but... Say it one more time.
Like, in order to be Roy and the Bezdin, you need to have the two other guys.
Okay.
it's not, if it's just you, no matter who you are, you're not in Roy the Bezdin, you're not in the Sunni Bezdin.
What makes the two people give me the qualifications?
Because one of the qualifications is that there's two other people. I mean, that's what a Bezdin is.
Yeah, but why though? I don't see that as being a Svara. I don't know. I'm not following the Svara. I'm not sure. Any other thoughts of why maybe you would require a third person, even though it's not about a hachara of some sort?
Well, like, look, we created an idea of a bedroom as a tiebreaker, but now we don't want to get into the details of does this need a hachara of another person, so a bedroom is true.
Yeah, I think that's probably the simplest understanding. And halachically, we'd say there might have been a reason initially, but once the Torah had some reason, they put it as the definition of the Bezdin, so it applies even when the tam is not necessarily relevant. We have that many times in mitzvahs. We have many times in Dina Dirabanan, for sure. Dina Dirabanan all the time. You know, there are two types of Dina Dirabanan. Sometimes, the Rush points this out, there are two types of takanas. Sometimes the takana where we're told the reason, where they actually build the reason into the actual takana, the actual gzera, and sometimes they don't tell us the gzera. We know there's a reason, and maybe we can figure out the reason, but it's not built into the takana. So what's the difference? So if it's a takana whereby they, you know, created that takana with the reason attached to it, it's a bata tam, bata gzera. The tam doesn't exist, and the gzera, then the takana falls away. But a takana where they tried hiding the tam behind it, so then even if you could figure out the reason and you try to say, oh, well, that tam doesn't make sense here, the takana still exists. It's still a low plug. So, you know, for one example would be that Yantav Sheni Shagalios, right? Nowadays, we all know the reason why, but it doesn't apply anymore. There's no question of when, we know when the first day of Sukkot is. We have a whole calendar, we have a whole cheshbon, we know when it is. So they did not build the reason of Yantav Sheni into Yantav Sheni, even though we know what the reason is. So even though Bata Tam, even though the Shaila was when the Shulchan will get to us, we won't know which day was Rosh Chodesh, even though Bata Tam, we don't say Bata Gzera. It's a Minog Be'adenu that remains steadfast, regardless of the reason. Another example, you know, Mai Machron would be another example. The Gemara tells us that it's us. Why do you have to do rather Mai Machron? What's the reason? Melch Sedomus. So now some say Shuchnach brings a day that Bata Tam, Bata Din, Bata Gzer, Bata Halacha. So there's no Melch Sedomus anymore. So therefore, if there's no salt, just to claim, Melch Sedomus is very potent salt from Sodom that could cause a person to go blind. So we don't have that. It's very uncommon. So Tosa says that in Tosan Chulin, there's no Melch Sedomus anymore. There's no need for Mai Machron. Others say, no, Mai Machron is a din. Either because it was not attached to the reason, it's a low plug, or as it seems to be indicated by the Gra and then Apia Zohar, that there's a deeper reason to Mai Machron. Sometimes the Gemara tells us a reason, but that's a reason al-pi alacha, al-pi, you know, al-pi nigla. But there's sometimes al-pi sod, there's something deeper that the Gemara does not privy us to. So anyways, I think what Jamshi is saying is correct, that the din here is that once they establish a third person, even though the reason may have been, so we don't have a tie, in the end of the day, that's the definition of Bezin. Bezin is three people, an odd number of Dayanim. So now let's go through some applications. Do we ever see an instance whereby you could allow for less than three people as a bezdin? I already mentioned Shmuel's din. Shmuel has this concept, Shnayim Shadanu, Dineim Din, Ela Nikra Bezdin Chatzif. So there is a discussion by a prizbal. You guys learn Gittin. Gittin talks about the prizbal, that person has an outstanding loan. And what happens when Shemitah, we all know Shemitah has two impacts. One impact is you can't work the land, Shemitah's karka. There's also Shemitah's Ksafim, that it undoes all the outstanding loans. So great, you borrow some money, wait for Shemitah, and then that's it. You get wiped free. Now you should be aware, if you ever have loans, there's a mitzvah, Priyas Baal Chov Mitzvah. You have a mitzvah in paying back a loan. There's a mitzvah in doing so, according to one opinion of the Gemara. But let's say, you know, you're the bank. I don't want to lose my the collections. So how do you circumvent it? You write a prizbal. There's a whole prizbal. They write a document. You know, I'm not sure how many years off we are from Shemitah, but I remember last time around, you know, tons of, I was shocked, how many people have loans, actually. But tons, I had to do all these prizbals, tons of them came in, and you have to write a prizbal. So there's machlokas in the Gemara, what type of bezin do you need to oversee this prizbal? Two people or three people? So three people we get. Two people. How could two people work as a prizbal? L'chachila? We say, Shmuel says that, Shnayim Shadanu, Dineim Din. How could we say two people could work as a bezin for prizbal? How would that even work? Any thoughts on that? Yeah, very good. And saying, excellent, exactly. So some Rishonim hold, that no, you don't need an odd number of Dayanim. Ein Bezdin Shakal is only relevant when there's a Machlokas. There's no machlokas by principle. It's just a formality of signing a document and just giving it to a couple dayanim. We're not arguing about anything. And for that reason, two is sufficient. That's what some say. There's another svara. I didn't get to look at all the Rishonim, but just there's another opinion of the Rishonim. It's either Ramban or the Ritva, I don't remember, that says that, no, principle doesn't actually need a bezdin. Who says you need a bezdin for principle? The din was, you need two rabbis, two people to do it. If you need a bezdin, so you have to have three people, even if it's not a machlokas. So again, according to Tosfos, so if Tosfos were trying to justify two people for a prizbol, according to the first answer, he would say, because there's no machlokas, two is fine. According to the second answer, where he says every bezdin, no matter what they're accomplishing, always need three, how could you say two people for a prizbol? Oh, you don't need a bezdin for a prizbol. It's just, not everything needs a bezdin. So when they're masakin, they did. When Hillel is masakin in prizbol, he said two rabbis or two people could do it, but you don't need an actual bezdin. But if you need a bezdin, in a chanami, you need three people. So those two pshatim and the rishonim would be taloi on these two answers in Tosfos. Now, we have this application as well when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. You guys have a chance to see Kiddush HaChodesh yet, that sugya, about Kiddush HaChodesh. The Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hamed Beis, that you need three people for a bezdin for Kiddush HaChodesh. So why is that? So the Gemara tells us, if you look at number two, we can read this together if you didn't have a chance to look at it yet inside. The Gemara says, "Ein lecha mumcha l'rabim b'Yisrael yosu Moshe Beinu." There's no one as great as we know, no one greater than Moshe Beinu. And yet still, kamer le'akadosh baruch hu adika arunu b'adech. You cannot be involved in Chodesh Zelachem, in Kiddush HaChodesh, you can't be involved unless you have Aaron with you. D'chsev ayom Hashem el Moshe el Aaron b'eretz Mitzrayim le'mora ha'chodesh Zelachem. You need Moshe and Aaron coupled together. So I'm not getting involved now with brothers and krovim, the psulim of all that, but that's why you need two people. We need three people for a bezdin, not two. Where's the third person? There's Aaron and Moshe. Zak Tosos, number three. The ein bezdin shakol, mosif and alein odechad. You add one more person on, and therefore, that's the third. Ein bezdin shakol. Fine. In that case, it doesn't explain it. According to the Meiri, the Meiri says that actually in that case there was no third person, but after that time you need a third person. With Moshe and Aaron, it was only those two. Some say it could have been Bnei Aaron, but either there was or there wasn't, but we learn from Tosos the third person is based on Ein Bezdin Shakol. That's what Tosos writes. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the question he said.
We could also just explain it as Shmuel back in Sanhedrin saying, okay, meaning he said based on Chatzot, but two still works. So like me, Deraisa, no, here's the first good. Two works.
Yeah, it could be right. On the Deraisa level, Shmuel is acceptable. It's only Bismarck that we say Nikah Bezdin Chatz. Very good. It could be that. But right. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. It could be. The Gemara Babasa says in regards to Krovim of Edus, though. I said, even Moshe and Aaron, there's no chashash of any sheker going on with these two brothers. If you choshesh Moshe and Aaron, you have issues. There's no Moshe and Aaron, you don't get better than that. And yet they're pasul. So Gemara Babas says it must be a gzeres melech that krovim are pasul leidus. So dayanim as well, such a thing exists. But here they were accepted. So I don't remember the sugi about the krovim lagabi Moshe and Aaron here by dayanim. So either way, Tosos said it has to be Aiden, Bezd, and Shakal. They're the ones who establish it. Now, the Tshuvas Tashbeitz, he writes that he doesn't go with the mahalach of Ein Bezdin Shakol. He has a whole other mahalach here. His mahalach is more as a gzeres hakasav. His gzeres hakasav is that he says, if you look, for, I'll just read the lines, the last few lines of the Tashbeitz here, he says that Kiddush HaChodesh is like other types of Dini Mamonos. Now, granted, Kiddush HaChodesh is not Dini Mamonos at all, but the Pasuk calls it Chok Mishpat. It calls it a Ki Chok Lisel Hu Mishpat. So that's regarding Rosh Hashanah and the new month and the new year. It's called a Mishpat. So the Gemara darshans that Kiddush HaChodesh is like a Mishpat. Even though it's not, it's just a Gzeres HaKasav. And so Tashbeitz explains, Sharei Mishpat Kari Rachman. The Torah calls Kiddush HaChodesh a Mishpat. Ubishar Dinim Mamonos Im Ein Sham Yachid Mumcha. If you don't have a Yachid Mumcha, you don't have two. Tzarech Shlosh, you need three. Im Kain, through this Gzeres HaKasav, Kiddush HaChodesh, Kim Vichaino Kasha B'Yachin Mumcha, Tzarech Shlosha. So, while Tosa says it's based on the values of Ein Bezdin Shakol, Tashbeit says it's based on Gzeres HaKosev of Mishpat, implying had it not been Mishpat, maybe Tashbeit would allow for two pre-pil Torah. So what's the machlokas here? So Kiddush HaChodesh, it's not really a machlokas. When two Eidim come, it's not a machlokas about what this halacha is, what that halacha is. Yes, you have to do, you have to interrogate Eidim. There's a drisha of Hakira, and Rabbi Gamliel had the picture on the walls. Which moon did you see? Was it facing this way? Was it facing that way? Or this side? The direction? That's not a machlokas. That's just about being, mevarer, the reality. That's not a machlokas. The Dayanim aren't arguing with each other. They're just inspecting the Eidim. So there's no machlokas here. So yet still, Tosas writes, Ein Bezdin Shavu. But you need a third person. There's no tiebreaker here. Either we accept him or we don't accept him. So it must be Tosus assumes that Ein Bezdin Shakel is the definition of a Bezdin. You need three people regardless. It's a low pluk. But according to Tashbeit, he says, no. Really, two people should work. There's no need for Machria here. There's no Machlokas here. Just to create a Maisa Bezdin, two people is enough. But since we have a Gezer Sakasav that we call Kiddush HaChodesh, it's called a Mishpat. So Mimele, you have to have three people, just for whatever the reason is, but it's Gzeres HaKosev. But it sounds like Mikra Din, two would have worked, according to Tashbeit. So this Machlokas, Tosos, and the Tashbeits seem, again, to be Tully in these two Deyas and Tosos here in Yevamos. Yeah.
In every type of case, no matter how simple it is, smichas apar, whatever it is, you need to have a majority so that when they're arguing, you have something to be machria.
No, not every case has a machlokas. You know, sometimes it's just about them witnessing something, about just observing a certain.
Sometimes even witnessing, they might disagree. Like, oh, did he sign that correctly? Oh, I don't think you neither.
It seemed that I don't know. I don't know if it's a. It could be, in economy, maybe there can happen that there's some debate of how to understand and interpret his words, interpret what he had said. But again, I'm tipped off by the fact that Tashbeit does not invoke Ein Bezdin Shakel. He uses this Gzeres HaKosev. So he seemed to have not considered that. Why? Maybe because he felt that there is no machlokas that would be really relevant, therefore he had to use some other reason. But I think it's fair. The fact that Tosus was willing to say by the Param Davar to find some machlokas, he was you know, it could be. Any machlokas might really demand the need for a tiebreaker. Fair point. Okay, let's discuss two more, maybe three more applications. I think I still have a few more minutes. Hataras Nedarim. How many Dayanim do we need for Hataras Nedarim? Three Dayanim. What's the reason for this? So there's a Ritva in Bav Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. Ritva gives two, really three reasons, but we'll lump them up as two reasons. And he argues, he assumes this way, the first way I'll say. He says, Ein Bezdin Shakel. Now, by Hataras Nedarim, there's also not a machlokas. Now, there can be also, in light of what you're saying, but let's assume Hataras Nedarim is, when you guys do Hataras Nedarim, Erev Hashanah, whenever you do it, there's no machlokas. No one's fighting with each other. You just say the text, and that's it. Now, there can be some details that there's a din. You can't just take a nether and undo the nether. Let's say a guy has been keeping 6 hours between milchiks and meat, and he wants to now go to 3 hours. Whether a person should do that or not is not for now, but he wants to matir the nether from his family. Is he allowed to do that? Okay, give me three people and matir nether. No, you have to ask a shiloh first. So the shiloh is, you have to have a reason. If a person has a nether, you have to have harata. You can't just be matir nedarim. I'll tell you a personal example. I grew up wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Me, my father, my brothers, and we were going to Eretz Yisrael. I was in 12th grade. Family were going. My brother was in Eretz Yisrael for the year, and we were going. And my father said, listen, no one wears tefillin in Eretz Yisrael on Chol HaMoed. No one does. And my father said, the truth is, his father, my grandfather, also wasn't, at the time, he's been nifta now 10 years plus, but at the time, he wasn't wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So I said to my dad, so if Saba's not wearing tefillin, why are you wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed? I don't understand what happened there. So he said, when my father was 13, he put on tefillin. He asked his Rebbe, he didn't know, he was just started wearing tefillin. Do we wear tefillin? Should I wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not? So the Rebbe didn't say, well, what does your father do? The Rebbe, some reason, asked, where does your father come from? So he said where he came from, somewhere in Lithuania. He said, oh, he said, so it must be a Litvak. So you should wear like the Ashkenazim, you should wear tefillin and chol hamoed. But it didn't make sense. My Saba was a very humble Polish. He didn't want to say anything to my father. He said, let it be. He grew up, my father wearing tefillin and chol hamoed. My Saba didn't make any sense. But that's how it was until I turned 17. And then we went back. And the truth is, my grandfather had Lubavitch Shimon Hagim because my great grandfather was Lubavitch. So they didn't wear tefillin and chol hamoed. But so we undid the nether. We had asked the Shaila from the Rav. He says, you shouldn't be wearing tefillin. So we did a Taras Adarim in my parents' living room where three people were there. And then I stopped wearing tefillin from that point on. So there can be some debate of what's worthy of being Matir Neder, what's not worthy of being Matir Neder. But, you know, you could still ask a Rav what to do. And then all you need is three Dayanim to, okay, we're Matir Neder. They don't have to decide what's going to be for you. It's a formality. But yet, still, the Ritva says, Ein Bezdin Shak.
Said he wants to be absolved from everything chutz min nezira shimshon, and mine had a feel in nezira shimshon. So I'm like, it's a little interesting. I'm like, I've never heard that there's a different curious. So I'm like, what's going on? Are you getting to go? I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, sure. It could come up. So if you're very super sensitive to every single detail, so that's what Tosos, even Param Davar is a Shiloh. Yeah. No, but Tosos already started doing it. So it's not. But so either way, so if, at least for the simple understanding, the Ritva who invokes Ein Bezdin Shak, even by a Taras Adarim, which we're going to assume just for now at least, there's no real machlokas, it's just a formality, it must be that lo pluk, you always need Ein Bezdin Shak. But the Ritva quotes two other opinions based on Psukim about, I forget the Psukim I don't have in front of me now, but a different Psukim about Aaron Ubanov, his certain drashas, why a Taras Adarim dafka needs three people. It's based on the drasha though, not Ein Bezdin Shak. Had it not been for the drasha, it's implied that maybe two would work. Because there's no machlokas there. So that's again the same idea of Tosus. Let's just finish off just because, I'll do two more then. The Tashbeit has another tshuva. I'll say this quickly outside. When it comes to kiyam shtar, you have to be mekayim shtar to make sure the shtar is a mekuyam, that it's acceptable shtar, you need a bezdin. The Tashbeit just has two opinions, whether two people work or three people work, and it just has a line at the end that Ein Bezdin Shakal, so of course you need three people. So again, here as well, it's key mishtar, it's not about machlokas, it's already a good shtar, there's no shaila here, and just about just establishing, okay, giving a stamp of approval, zeho. It doesn't sound like there's a machlokas, it's not a debate between Reuven and Shimon, it's just like, there's a shtar, we acknowledge it being a shtar, here's the Bezdin's stamp. Now yes, maybe there's a machlokas, what does that mean, what does that say, it's a little fudge, you guys got bad handwriting, okay, but that's another place to look, one application. We'll do one final piece now, and then I'll have to go. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis where it lists a whole variety of halachas application to where you need a minyanim for. You need a minyan for Nisis Kapayim, you need a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. So one of the things listed there is you need a minyan for Karkaos, you need Tish of a Kohen, 9 Yisraelim and 1 Kohen of Zeminyan. When it comes to assessing a karka of a person who was Maktish, a property, a karka, how much is the property worth, you have to assess the value of it. So you need 10 people, minin. A very strange application. It's not a minin, it's not a davar shebe kedusha, like everything else listed in the mission. It's not sheva brachos, it's not kriyas haTorah. 10 people to assess. So Tosas there asks the question in Chav Gimel Amud Beis there, number 8, kashali, amai lo bay echadasa, why don't you need 11 people? Dein bezdin shakol b'chol davar shutalei she'omed b'shekol das. Whenever there's a discussion. So Tosas acknowledges, if there's no shikol das, there's no need for people to weigh in their mind, so then he could understand why an even number would make sense. He could understand that. That's like Tosas over here. Whenever there's no machlokes, the first answer, then I could okay with four with an even number. I'm okay with two people, four people, that's all fine to me. But here, this is a case when there's a machlokes. I think it's worth $1 million. You think it's $1,000,001. You think it's $900,000. So we have to figure out, there's a machlokes, shikol das. So you have 10 people, everyone's voting, so then you have a tiebreaker, what's going to be? So of course you need a... So he doesn't know why. Any thoughts?
The kain isn't part of it, because it's further kain. It's just the 9.
It seems that a Kohen is part of that that discussion. It seems that he is. But there are different numbers. People have different ways to value the property. I think that's worth this amount. It's hard to figure out the market value of something. You can't just go on Zillow and figure out what the going rate is. You have to more calculated of some sort. So up until now, we've been discussing yes or no. Meaning, is Reuven chayev or Shimon chayev? Who's chayev to who? Is Reuven pater or not? It's one or two answers. It's very easy. So an odd number is helpful. But when it comes to assessing a value of property, it's not yes or no. It's not zero or 100. It could be a million one. It's a wide range. So an odd number doesn't really help much. It doesn't change anything to an even number. So if you look at the Ritva writes, I think that was what he says. He says, Hanachon, the shiny hacha, the parit krub had you asar. Firstly, the pasuk says 10. So once the pasuk says 10, okay, there's nothing really to talk about. Masha Enkin, as opposed to Hasam Shadibar in Moshe Aaron, you should not have really mentioned a third person by Kiddush Chodesh, but there really was a third person, but it was not a covenant for Moshe Aaron. But Samech Ladavar, you do a Shein Bezin Shach. We know it can't be equal. But what's a Tama Davar? What's the reason why? Okay, granted the Torah says 10 people could assess the property, but what's the reason? Says the Ritva, Shrei Davar Shel Shuma, when it comes to assessing value, Lo Shchichi Ba Pluksa, it's not common to have a Machlokas. Shalas Kimakum, that they won't all agree. O Rubam Ladas Echa, that most won't agree. V'michalku, if it does come to a tiebreaker, Oz Mosif and Elen, then you can add something on. So he wasn't saying what I was saying, that you know there's a unlimited amount of value, price people could suggest. But the Ritva says is that when it comes to assessments, most people agree. It's most likely you'll get a rove. And if not, okay, we'll add another one. Not a big deal. That's how the Ritva gets out of it. The Ritva clearly holds, though, that the need for a third person is to be machri the din. But here's a special exercise of kosev for whatever reason that might be. But if you assume like you need it as a bezdin, a bezdin with an odd number, how much pshat here? How could you allow for 10? It's exercise of kosev. It's exercise of kosev. That's all. So while all the other exercise of kosev was an odd number, this is the only exception where you have an even number of dayanim. Now the truth is, just I think about this right now, whoever said this is even a bezdin? Remember, we saw it by the prizbal that two people work. Who said that's a bezdin? So no one said this is a bezdin. It's like a minion. Who says a minion has to serve as a bezdin? So maybe once you say it's no longer a bezdin, you're not bound by the rules of a bezdin. It's just 10 people at the pasuk says. Okay, so we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Shem, if you guys want Sunday, I can't give a separate shir, but I'm happy you could join the shir. I give a shir on 10 o'clock here. I'm giving a shir about tax evasion, Hosha Mishpat Halachas. And then Reweimer gives a shir afterwards, Chaburos Yotzer Tzadik. No, Spichas Havas tonight, 9 o'clock. If anyone wants to join, feel free to. And then the Monday, Mitzvah Shem will continue as long as Shoshav isn't open.